President Trump is once again promising to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico and to hike tariffs on Chinese imports as well starting Tuesday. Here's the president this afternoon.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
But he still didn't give any other details. We don't yet know the full scope of how the tariffs will affect different industries, but to help give us a sense of one of them, we're joined now by NPR's Camila Domonoske, who covers the car industry. Hi there.
Hi.
So Camila, start by telling us, what would these tariffs mean for car prices?
Well, it would mean they would go up. Vehicle prices are already quite high, of course, averaging about 48 grand. That is up a lot since before the pandemic and clearly out of reach for many car buyers. But the tariffs would increase the cost not only of vehicles imported from Canada or Mexico, but the cost of building cars in the U.S. In extreme cases, it might go up by more than $10,000 per vehicle for particularly affected models, according to the Anderson Economic Group. Now, companies can try to reduce that impact by stockpiling parts or moving where they make things, or they might just absorb some costs. But multiple analysts do predict that consumers will see car prices go up by some $3,000 on average from these proposed tariffs. And that's not just these tariffs. That is just these tariffs, not counting other tariffs that have been proposed.
Okay, so why is the auto industry so vulnerable to these tariffs?
Right. It's because the auto supply chain in North America is what's called highly integrated, which means that vehicle factories in all three countries, the U.S. and Canada and Mexico, they ship things back and forth. In fact, one part can cross borders repeatedly in the manufacturing process, like a wire that's made in the U.S. and then bundled together with other wires in Mexico, shipped back to the U.S. to go into a seat, which might go to Canada to go into a car. Ford CEO Jim Farley has been very blunt about what this means for the impacts of these Canadian and Mexican tariffs. He said this last month at an investor conference.
Let's be real honest. Long term, a 25% tariff across the Mexico and Canadian border will blow a hole in the U.S. industry that we have never seen.
Blow a hole in the U.S. auto industry. And here's the thing, Juana. This afternoon, President Trump said that automakers will just have to build car plants in the U.S. to avoid these tariffs. But Ford already makes vehicles in the U.S. They make more vehicles in the U.S. than any other automaker. But because these parts cross borders, they would still be hurt a lot by these tariffs. In fact, hurt much more than automakers overseas.
The tariffs that start tomorrow are on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. But are there other proposed tariffs that the auto industry is also anxious about?
Yeah, I mean, there's a slew of them, right? More tariffs have been proposed on other specific countries. Higher tariffs on steel and aluminum are kicking in this month. Obviously, those are crucial raw materials for cars. And there might be additional tariffs just for cars. And automakers might hope that tariffs would go away soon, but they just don't know, in part because Trump's stated goals for these tariffs are often contradictory. If the goal is to use them as leverage for negotiating border enforcement, then maybe they'll be revoked as soon as Trump says a goal is met. But if the goal is to promote U.S. jobs or raise revenue, then, well, you might assume those tariffs would be around a long time. So car companies are left with a lot to navigate, and it's really hard to plan when the future is uncertain.
That's NPR's Camila Domonoske. Thank you.
Thank you.